A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 65 degrees. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Opening statement set for this morning in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Alec Baldwin for a fatal shooting on the set of his low-budget Western.
The prosecution and defense will each get a chance to lay out their case in court in Santa Fe, New Mexico, after a jury was seated in day one of Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial, which is scheduled to last 10 days. The prosecution has said that Baldwin bears responsibility for the shooting death of Rust cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021, that Baldwin pulled the trigger on a gun during rehearsal and blew off firearms training. Baldwin maintains the gun misfired. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The NATO summit is underway in Washington, D.C. Ukraine's defense against Putin's invaders, the main subject. President Biden announcing air defense systems are on the way, including Patriot missile batteries. With the Republican convention opening next week in Milwaukee, federal judge Brett Ludwig there ruled protesters cannot march through a security zone around the convention hall. This is ABC. Opening statements today in Alec Baldwin's trial for the deadly shooting on the set of his low-budget Western.
Alec Baldwin leaving court in Santa Fe, New Mexico Tuesday afternoon after the jury in his manslaughter trial was selected. 11 women and 5 men who were asked about their thoughts on Alec Baldwin's work as an actor, their opinions on gun ownership, and more. The whole process took less than a day, with opening statements due to start Wednesday morning. The jurors instructed not to watch any news about the case or talk about it with friends or family.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Leave the wildlife alone. In South Africa,
the 43-year-old man from Spain was killed on Sunday morning at the Pilanesberg National Park, where, according to local officials, he climbed out of his vehicle and walked towards a group of elephants to take photos. The Northwest Province's Parks and Tourism Board saying in a statement, quote, despite warnings from his fellow passengers and occupants from two other vehicles that were at the sighting, he unfortunately did not heed their warnings.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to reach in that low 80-degree range with spotty showers or thunderstorms along the way. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, patchy fog, and a low of 61. Thursday, partly sunny and warm, a high of 83. Friday, partly sunny and becoming sticky, a high of 86. Saturday, partly sunny, very warm and muggy, a chance of a few thunderstorms, and a high of 87. Sunday, partly sunny, hot and humid, spotty thunderstorms possible, and a high of 90. Yesterday's high was 81 here at the studios. After the midnight mark of 69, our temp has fallen to the current reading. So far, the overnight low, it is 65 degrees. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July 10th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
I've enjoyed being here with you. We sure had our own time, but there's something better coming. I can't get off my mind. I've got one more day behind me. I'll make
many are left, I don't know. But I'm getting closer to Jesus. I've got one less day to go. I've got one more day behind me. How many are left, I don't know. But I'm getting closer to Jesus. I've got one last day to go. I've got one more day behind me. How many are left, I don't know. But I'm getting closer to Jesus. I've got one last day to go.
Welcome to the Light in the Milk Cow Show. That was a great cut from the Statler Brothers and One Less Day to Go as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, the Star Spangled Banner version came from the Oak Ridge Boys, who lost longtime member Joe Bonsall yesterday after a long fight with ALS. And so we remember the Oak Ridge Boys today as well. Thank you so much for joining us. The old Light in the Milk Cow Show is on for you once again. We're here for you, friends. Thanks for joining us. Phil Nee with you all the way from Sextonville, making it to the big town again here today to tell you all about Thursday, July 10th. Weather-wise, well, you know, kind of sounds like the same as the last two or three days. And we haven't had rain since Sunday morning. But every day they've been saying spotty showers, thunderstorms, and whatnot. Yesterday, I'm guessing there could have been some of our friends in the area that got a little bit of rain, because about the time I was mowing in early evening, it really kind of changed and a kind of a dark cloud rolled through, but never any rain here. Maybe some places, but did get some as well. But we could take a little bit of a dry spell in Sextonville, at least for a few days anyway, because I did get my mower stuck last night. I was able to get out of it, but it was time to kind of think, well, maybe this part of the yard doesn't need to be mowed this time anyway. Kind of embarrassing there, you know. Luckily, I was able to work my way out. This is Mark Wills and Jacob's Ladder as we start the chores.
Jacob was a dirt poor farm boy, raised at the fork in the road in a clapboard house. Rachel was the land baron's daughter, born with a silver spoon in her mouth. Her daddy said he wouldn't stand Rachel to waste her life with a common man. He tried hard to keep them apart, but you can't draw lines in a young girl's heart. Thank you.
she climbs up on his knee. Says, Grandpa, tell a story, the one about me. 8 days back and his eyes shine. Says, listen, child, once upon a time. Late one night by the harvest moon, your daddy climbed the ladder to your mom's room. He knew his place, it was right beside.
A lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby. Thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. You wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Ernest Tubb, thanks a lot, on WRCO Radio. He said sarcastically, it's 65 degrees at 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. The Brewers were taken to the woodshed last night, beaten quite soundly. We'll have details in just a little bit. That's going to happen. Fortunately, it hasn't happened too often to the Brewers this year. Some reminders from Community Calendar. First of all, Bethel Horizons will bring its live animal program to the Brewer Public Library in Richland Center this afternoon, starting at 1. Children and adults can get acquainted with a variety of living creatures, including crayfish, frogs, a hedgehog, lizards, salamander, and more. And don't forget, the Richland Center Kiwanis Club will be serving a pancake supper from 5 until 7 tonight at the Richland Center Community Center. The cost of the meal is a free will donation to support the Kiwanis Backpack Program. So an important thing tonight, if you can make that a part of your evening, that'll help out lots of area students in the coming school year. WRCO FM 100.9 on a Wednesday morning, Freddie Fender time. Thank you.
right. If you would only straighten up, we'd have a good life. And if you don't believe me, oh yes, you'd lose a good thing. With every guy in town, I try to find you, woman, and you know where to be found. But if you lose me, oh yes, you lose a good thing. You anymore. If you don't straighten up, I'm gonna walk right out of that door. And if you don't believe me, oh yes, you lose a good thing. Oh yes, you lose a good thing. Oh yes, oh yes, you lose a good thing.
WRCO-FM 100.9 out of Richland Center, Wisconsin on a Wednesday morning. We're headed toward a daytime high in the low 80s today with some possible showers by late morning, early afternoon. A brief shower or thunderstorm possible then this afternoon.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
19 past 5, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in summer baseball, it was Ithaca over Royal 4-2, and also a win for the Bulldogs 10-8 over Adams Friendship in the second game of the night. Joey Bart hit a grand slam, and the Pittsburgh Pirates scored 6 runs in the 6th inning to storm past the Brewers 12-2. All-star Brian Reynolds, Rowdy Tellez, Jack Sawinski, and Joshua Pakulchis also homered for the Pirates, who won in Milwaukee for just the 12th time in 42 games since 2019. The 5 home runs were a season high off the Brewers. So, tough night for Milwaukee, but the good thing about baseball is you get right back on the horse and head into the second game. Up next tonight, it will be Martin Perez, the left-hander, going against the Brewers' Tobias Myers, the right-handed pitcher, in game number 2 of the series. Elsewhere, it was Philadelphia 10-1 over the Dodgers, the Mets 7, Washington 5, Cincinnati 12-6 over Colorado, Atlanta 6, Arizona 2. In the American League, Minnesota at the White Sox, postponed. Tampa Bay was a winner, 5-3 over the Yankees, Cleveland 9, Detroit 8, Boston 12-9 over Oakland, Texas 5, and the Angels 4. Interleague play, Kansas City at St. Louis, postponed yesterday afternoon. Last night, the Cubs beat Baltimore 9-2, Houston 4, Miami 3, San Francisco 4, and Toronto 3, and Seattle 8-3 over San Diego. That's an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
521, good morning, 65 degrees here at WRCO Radio. This is the time in the program where we wake things up, we shake things up just a little bit. It's aerobic polka time. Now, this is a wild one. I want to put the polka, what would we say, disclaimer on here. So just be careful, all right? Was a wild one right there. That was the Brave Combo with Purple Haze, the Jimi Hendrix polka right there. All right, 5:24 coming up, our farm news and market update. We'll have regular features all through the day here as well on a Wednesday morning, and some special guests and chances for you to win right here. Here's John Conley.
Doesn't matter, long as I'm staying with you. Staying with you. I'm always happy, whatever I'm doing. It doesn't matter, long as I do it with you. Do it with you. Chair, don't scare me like it used. doesn't matter. As long as I'm rocking with you. Doesn't matter, long as it's working with you. Working with you. These things I believe in, some people call dreaming. It doesn't matter, long as I'm dreaming with you. Dreaming with you.
That it comes from the heart.
Easy loving.
Every day's Thanksgiving. To count all my blessings. I wouldn't know where to start. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of angel wings.
Easy loving,
seeing's believing. Life with you's like living in a beautiful dream. Every time I look you over, so real to life it seems. Upon your pretty shoulders, there's a pair of like living in a beautiful dream.
Freddie Hart on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. A high of 83 later on today. A brief shower or thunderstorm possible, especially this afternoon. A low of 60 tonight with some spotty showers possible. Currently in Richland Center, after a midnight reading of 69, we're at our overnight low. It is 65 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
The EPA is in no hurry to finalize biofuel blending volumes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. The U.S. EPA has announced it expects to finalize biofuel blending volumes for the 2026 through 2028 period late next year. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says he's frustrated with the agency's delayed action as biofuel producers were anticipating final renewable volume obligations this November. Speaking with Ag Reporters Tuesday, Grassley said the EPA's timing could negatively impact biodiesel and renewable diesel producers.
The EPA's inaction has since hamstrung the biofuel industry. Biodiesel plants have closed and investments have cooled.
Earlier this year, Chevron Renewable Energy Group shut down two Midwestern biodiesel plants, citing poor market conditions resulting from weak biodiesel volumes under the renewable fuel standard. An analyst says second crop corn yields are disappointing as harvest continues in South America. Michael Cardonier tells Brownfield Brazil's second corn crop had good yields in some areas, but disappointing in others.
Less than last year for sure, due to dry weather. You know, that started in April and it has been dry since.
Cardonier says Argentina has about one-third of the crop left to harvest, and corn leafhoppers affected corn early.
Nationwide corn yield has been coming down every week for about the last 6 weeks.
Cordonier says despite the smaller-than-expected second corn crop, South America will stay competitive globally. He says Brazil has a weaker currency and China prefers South America's crops. Growing demand for U.S. beef is a marathon. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's summer business meeting.
The head of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says work continues to build long-term demand and grow the value of U.S. beef. Dan Halstrom says the potential is enormous.
You look at Southeast Asia, places like Indonesia, places like Africa, where we only have hit the very tip of the iceberg.
He tells Brownfield, substantial demand growth doesn't happen overnight.
What we're doing, it's blocking and tackling to increase demand bit by bit, region by region, with the hope that in the sum that total value grows over time.
Halstrom says higher prices could have been a severe headwind, but that's not been the case. From San Diego, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Similar to Wisconsin and Minnesota, Illinois' Department of Agriculture says any lactating dairy cattle participating in livestock exhibitions must be tested for H5N1 starting July 17th. Dr. Mark Ernst tells Brownfield the testing must be done no more than 7 days prior to arrival at the exhibition. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
Sertana is our newest corn pre-emergence herbicide, incorporating two effective sites of action for multiple different species. So one part is our safflufenacil group 14 herbicide with a solvent encapsulation, which gives it some flexibility for both pre-emergence applications and early post applications. Along with pyroxasulfone, we also know that is Zidua. It's a group 15 herbicide. So we've put those two together in a premix. It gives us some very strong residual power. Start now looking at what's working, can you start making those plans for next year? It's an excellent recommendation. Make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Direct cash cattle trade end of the day sluggish and cash hogs were mixed. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country was quiet Tuesday with just a few bids on the table in Kansas and Texas at 188. Some early asking prices in those areas have been noted at 190 but have yet to be established in other areas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until much later in the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers over 800 pounds were steady to $2 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers were steady to $3 higher. USDA says demand was good and quality and weigh-up conditions were uneven. Feeder supply included 52% steers and 72% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 604 pounds, brought 285, and medium and large one feeder heifers, 764 pounds, sold for $238. Boxed beef closed lower with choice down $4.81 at $325.66 and select down 41 cents at $304.31. The choice select spread was $21.35. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head. Cash hogs were mixed with very large closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. The day's trends depended on buyers' near-term needs and their abilities to use the available supply and questions about domestic demand for leverage. The USDA's cutout value fell from Monday to Tuesday, continuing to be consistently inconsistent. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 9 cents with a base range of $77 to $92. The Iowa Minnesota was down 13 cents with a weighted average of $90.80. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $60. Slaughter sows were steady at $54 to $60. Boars were priced at $18. At Illinois, slaughter sows were $3 lower at $55 to $67. Boars ranged from $8 to $28. Estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up more than 7,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were sharply lower on Tuesday, with boxed beef down sharply at midday, waiting for direct business to get better defined. Lean hog futures were pressured by the lower midday move in pork and questions about sustained domestic demand. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
Sertana is our newest corn pre-emergence herbicide, incorporating two effective sites of action for multiple different species. So one part is our saflufenacil group 14 herbicide with a solvent encapsulation, which gives it some flexibility for both pre-emergence applications and early post applications. Along with pyroxasulfone, we also know that is Zidua. It's a group 15 herbicide. So we've put those two together in a premix. It gives us some very strong residual power. Start now looking at what's working, can start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans saw another round of speculative selling. August was 17 and three quarters lower at 1131 and a quarter. September was down 19 and a quarter at 1077 and a half. Corn was mixed, adjusting spreads, with September up three quarters at 394 and December three quarters higher at 408 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, with box beef down at midday, getting ready for the week's direct business. August live was two lower at 182.35. October was down two at 183.30. August feeders were 345 lower at 255.72. And hogs were pressured by the lower midday pork and domestic demand questions. August lean was $1.12 lower at $88.40. October was down $1.75 at $70.77. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
The giant meat buyer you've probably never heard of today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You may not be familiar with Chicago-based Fulton Market Group, but you know their biggest client, McDonald's. Fulton's Global Sustainability Director, Tim Hardman, says the company purchases hundreds of millions of pounds of beef and pork annually for McDonald's, with sustainability in mind.
When I'm driving through McDonald's grabbing my quarter pounder, I'm not thinking about carbon emissions in that burger, right? Well, I am, but I'm probably an anomaly, but because that's all I think about. But I don't think their general consumer is. And so I think we want to give people the right to eat beef and remove some of the guilt that other organizations are trying to drive into eating beef. And we can't do that without numbers.
Fulton Market Group and Hardman have been working with South Dakota-based AgSpire to verify that the beef purchased has been moved through the supply chain sustainably.
From the data collection side, I think it's trust but verify. And I think that's what our general consumer is asking for, is that verification. From a McDonald's standpoint, our only customer, their biggest sustainability goal right now is around climate. It drives me a little bit nuts that that's become very singularly focused on just carbon and carbon emissions removals and things like that.
More tomorrow on Sustainable Beef. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
USDA's make allowance proposal is not popular with producers. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. USDA's proposed changes to the federal milk marketing orders includes make allowance increases of up to 7 cents per pound for butterfat, non-fat dry milk, dry whey, and cheese. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Danny Munch tells Brownfield, if finalized, it would make a big dent in a farmer's milk check.
When we loop that into a per hundredweight value, that means farmers will be seeing 75 cents to 87 cents less per hundredweight on their milk checks because of an increased make allowance.
Munch says the increase is very disappointing because it's based on voluntary processor cost of production surveys and does not necessarily reflect the true cost of production.
We are nervous that this data might overstate the costs that processors are facing, and really hoped that USDA instead waited until we had a mandatory and audited survey as the farm bill that passed the House Ag Committee would authorize.
During the federal milk marketing order hearing last fall and winter, processors argued they needed a larger make allowance to cover the cost of production. Farmers argued their margins are already tight and cannot afford additional make allowances. Stakeholders are now preparing their comments on the USDA's proposed federal milk marketing order amendments. Once printed in the Federal Register, all parties have 60 days to submit their comments. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey up a half cent to 49 cents with two sales made. 40-pound cheese blocks up 0.75 cents at 196¾, one sale. Cheese barrels unchanged at 194 with 15 sales recorded. Butter up a penny to 314, three sales there. Non-fat dry milk down a quarter of a cent to 118, five sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
A high of 83 today expected. There could be some showers, especially late morning into afternoon, a brief shower or two. Spotty showers possible tonight and then fog overnight, a low of 60. Tomorrow, 84. It'll feel a little bit more humid at times. And then some really warm temperatures coming up for the weekend. After an 85 reading on Friday with a brief shower or two, temps in the upper 80s Saturday, low 90s on Sunday. And there is mention of some showers and heavy rain possible on Saturday and Sunday. So maybe it's a little respite from the rain these days. We're at 65 degrees at WRCO. Here are the O'Kanes.
Thank you. It's a ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through.
Sammy Smith, first big recording of that song, written by Kris Kristofferson, all the way to number one with that one. It is 7 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Nick Grunseth is in with weather today. We'll see what he thinks. But you know, a couple of days without rain, we've done all right. And really saturated soil though, so we could use a few more dry days. We'll see about that. We actually have been getting mist lately with some of the showers and thunderstorms that have rolled through. But anyway, more about that coming up a little bit later on. And then we'll also recap a brewer. Well, it was a loss last night. They got their, as we used to say, they got their clocks cleaned a little bit last night. Here's Roger Miller.
I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, and you had a do, I could 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 do. They tell me you're running free, your days are never blue. I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had a do, I could 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 do. Yeah, see you going down the street in your big Cadillac. You got girls in the front and got girls in the back, yeah, way in the back. You got money in a sack, both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Rip-bip-bip-bip-boo-ba, I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, and you had a do, I could 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 do. Boo 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 boo. In your big Cadillac, you got girls in the front and got girls in the back, yeah, and way in the back, you got money in a sack, both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. Boo-ba, I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had a do, I could 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 do,
da-do, da-do, ba-do. Roger Miller on the Mel Cow Show.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting, gifts, and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small-town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great day so far. Today, a mix of clouds and sun with a brief shower or a thunderstorm possible this afternoon, especially in the later afternoon and early evening. Thankfully, we won't experience the widespread and heavier rains from the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. If you look to the east, especially this morning, you'll see this high-level widespread cloud cover. That's the remnants of Beryl, the same storm system that dropped heavy rain and brought damaging winds to the southern United States. It will drop heavy rain across eastern Illinois, northern Indiana, and central and southern Michigan today, 2 to 5 inches of it, with maybe more in some areas. So hopefully for those folks, they don't see any widespread and severe flooding. There are places in the mid-Atlantic and the eastern U.S. that could use some rain as opposed to us, where we just need some heat and some drier weather. I can't guarantee totally dry days going forward, but really just spotty activity the next 2 to 3 days. So today, again, a mix of clouds and sun overall will rise up to about 83 with the wind becoming north-northeast 5 to 10. And late this afternoon and early evening, a brief shower or two is possible, maybe a thunderstorm. This evening, spotty showers and thunderstorms gradually diminishing, tapering off. Overnight, partly cloudy with areas of fog developing, will fall back to about 60. Thursday, mostly sunny, feeling a little more humid at times, but a pleasant day with a brief shower or storm possible in the afternoon. Highs around 84. Friday, mostly sunny and feeling more humid with a brief shower or two and maybe a thunderstorm, especially after the noon hour. Highs around 85. This weekend, periods of showers and thunderstorms cannot be ruled out, but not raining all hours, partly cloudy otherwise, and very warm and quite humid. Upper 80s for highs on Saturday and low 90s on Sunday. Monday as well, highs in the low 90s. Nighttime lows will range from about 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a fantastic day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 65 and cloudy. Yesterday's high was 81. In the record books, 100, the record high in 1936. We set an overnight low record in 1963 at 44. Last year's high.